You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live with actress Ashley Eckstein. Over the last decade, Ashley has brought to life the character of Ahsoka Tano on Star Wars The Clone Wars. Now, as the final season wraps up on Disney Plus, we are so thrilled to speak to Ashley about why Ahsoka is so beloved by the fans, her role in creating such an iconic character in the Star Wars universe, and why Ahsoka is such a great role model for us all. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish.
Thank you. I'm so sorry about the trouble jumping on, but it's such a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, it's a pleasure to meet you too. I feel like I'm speaking with Star Wars royalty here. So.
Well, you know what? I'm obsessed with the royals in the UK, so I appreciate it. I'll take it if it's Star Wars royalty.
Well, no, Ashley, thank you so much for speaking with me. I really do appreciate it. And welcome back.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much. It's really a dream to be back and something that, you know, we've been working so hard on and we're so incredibly proud of. So it's a pleasure to be speaking with you about it.
Yeah, this is, we've been faked out now twice, I think, on the finale of the Clone Wars.
Yes, well, I can confirm, at least for the Clone Wars, this is the final season. You know, we are finally right. Getting a chance to properly wrap up the series, and very grateful to, you know, to Disney and Disney Plus for giving us that opportunity.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's really great to have Ahsoka back. This has been, the show's been off and on now for 12 years or something like that, I think. I know it's only been 7 seasons, but there's been gaps, of course.
Yeah, it's been out for 12 years, but what a lot of people don't realize is that we've been working on the show for 14 years.
Wow.
So, yeah, we had our first record session, I believe, in February of 2006. And so I've been working on it ever since February of 2006.
That's amazing. And I think it's a real credit because Ahsoka is one of those characters that, ironically, we were supposed to speak before, and there was no, at the time, we hadn't heard anything about a live action, but from the animated perspective, Ahsoka is so beloved by the fans. I was wondering what it is about her that you think makes her so important to the Star Wars universe and why she's so beloved.
You know, with Ahsoka, there's very few characters, you know, in Star Wars especially, that span a generation.
Yeah.
And, you know, an entire generation of fans grew up with Ahsoka. And whether they were kids when Clone Wars first came out and it was their first introduction, or maybe they were, you know, parents watching it with their kids, so it, you know, kind of introducing a new generation to Star Wars, or whether it's just, you know, lifelong fans that, you know, went on this journey. You know, the fans truly went on a journey with Ahsoka, and Ahsoka became the eyes of the Clone Wars, you know, meaning that she was really the eyes of the audience. So, you know, the audience got to experience the Clone Wars through Ahsoka's eyes, and, you know, they really connected with her. And especially something that Dave Filoni and his writing team did so brilliantly is, you know, especially Dave Filoni, this was, you know, something that he's, you know, very good at is, you know, everyone relates to Ahsoka. It's, you know, after I think the very beginning, we never pointed out that she was a girl. We threw literally her gender out the door. And, you know, she has orange skin, so everyone can relate to her. It's like, no matter what your, you know, gender is, race, you know, beliefs, anything, everyone can relate to Ahsoka. And you could almost say Ahsoka is everyone. And I think over the course now of 12 years, we've had so much time and so many hours of television to grow with her, to experience with her. People have, gone through an entire chapter of their life with her. And so she's, her decisions in the show have helped guide their decisions in real life. And so it's created this emotional attachment. And, sorry, I'm rambling, but
no.
As you mentioned, I did share a post this morning on Instagram, and please feel free to reference that, because I'm not involved in The Mandalorian, so I can't speak to any rumors. I can't speak to anything right. I'm not involved in. But I did speak to what Ahsoka means to me and to the fans. And, already just in 2 hours, the response from the fans is unreal. Mm. I mean, I am speechless with the response. But it really shows what Ahsoka means to everyone. I mean, it's really incredible.
Well, it is remarkable. And you mentioned Dave Filoni before, and I was just wondering, what was the process of creating her character? Were you able to bring some of your own input into the development of her storyline, her character over the years? What were you able to bring to her?
That's a great question. And thank you for asking, because I truly feel like I won the lottery.
Yeah.
By getting the chance to originate a new character in Star Wars. Mm. And it's such a privilege, and it's one that I do not take lightly. I take it very seriously. I mean, I've practically devoted my life to it because I see what an honor and a privilege it is. Part of the process is that Dave has allowed me to be part of the process from day one.
Mm.
I'm careful by saying I've never written the episodes.
No, of course.
That is truly Dave and his writing team, and they're incredible. But what Dave has allowed me to do from day one is bring my own voice. Mm. And by that, I don't mean literally just my voice, but my own personality, how I would say things. It turns out that I was cast not for my audition per se, but really just how I was acting in between takes.
Really?
Because they wanted someone with an Icelandic accent, and I couldn't master it. And in between takes, I was getting really frustrated that I couldn't give them the voice that they wanted. Mm. And turns out, the way I was asking questions, the mannerisms of my body, how I was moving my arms, how I was getting exasperated, was actually what got me the part. And I once asked Dave, he said, why did you cast me? Hmm. And, he said, well, Ashley, you're genuine. And he said that, that is also Ahsoka. And that's always stuck with me. I never thought about it, but to me, it's very important to be genuine in everything you do. And when he told me that, it's like, okay, well, I want to be that for Ahsoka, and I will continue to be that. So, going back to the beginning, Ahsoka was snippy, borderline bratty at times, and he would always ask me, when I would say things like Sky Guy or R2-y, he would ask me, he would say, well, how would you say it? Because, we don't want her bratty. We don't want her too snippy. But he goes, how would you say it? And that's where we kind of found that balance, not being bratty, but being genuine.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, and certainly her character has changed over the years. I mean, she started off, saying things like Sky Guy and R2-y, and then we see her mature enough to walk away from the Jedi Order. That's a pretty significant change. I was wondering how you think that her character has changed over the years.
Oh my goodness. Ahsoka has gone from the snippy Padawan to a master in her own right. It's, you know, it's been an incredible journey and one to watch, and one that, even though these, you know, stories happen in a galaxy far, far away, one that we can all relate to. You know, we all, starting out in whatever we're doing, feel like Padawans. And as we grow up and you know, go out into the world, you know, we all can relate to Ahsoka, and me included. My life, oddly enough, has mirrored, and not by choice, you know, at times, because sometimes it's been really heartbreaking. But my life has mirrored Ahsoka's in so many ways. It's like art imitates life. And that's why I'm so outspoken about the fact that I ask myself daily, what would Ahsoka do? Because I do believe that Ahsoka represents, you know, all that is good, all that is light, and she wants to make the right choice. And so I ask myself that on a regular basis. But I will say, for me personally too, just going back to your question before, because I've been so inspired by Ahsoka, you know, Ahsoka was a trailblazer, especially for female fans. Yeah. You know, but people forget, back in 2008, you know, Rey didn't exist, Jyn didn't exist, Hera, Sabine, all of these strong female characters. You know, we didn't have a Black Widow movie. You know, we weren't having these female-led stories and franchises. Ahsoka was a game changer, and she wasn't met with praise at first. I mean, she shocked people. She was the first female Jedi that was a lead character in the Star Wars universe. And it was shocking. And I realized very quickly, again, that this was an honor and a privilege to be voicing this character. And I so badly wanted to be a real life representation of her. And, you know, what Dave allowed me to do and was always supportive. And I'm very grateful. You know, he allowed me to start her universe, yeah, my company, which was 100% because of Ahsoka. And it wasn't just for the merchandise. It was because fangirls were being bullied. And they were being bullied terribly just for being a girl and liking Star Wars. And, you know, I knew nothing about making clothes. I knew nothing about licensing. I knew nothing about starting a business. But when I saw all of these women and girls being bullied, I asked myself, I said, what would Ahsoka do? And Ahsoka would stand up for fangirls. Ahsoka would give a voice to the invisible. Ahsoka would pay attention to those that, and stand up for those that feel that they can't stand up for themselves. And so her universe, truly, I started it to give a voice to female fans, and not to say that this world is just for female fans. It's not just for male fans. Star Wars is for everyone.
Yeah.
Star Wars is a story, to me, of good overcoming evil. It's a story of hope, and it's a story that you can't put a gender on. And so Ahsoka, I feel like the role that I've really been able to play, as well as being the voice of Ahsoka and help giving her her voice, is to spread Ahsoka's message throughout the galaxy and throughout our world of, you know, of hope.
I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, her universe is wonderful, the clothing line, and but not just that, like the whole idea, the whole premise of it is just wonderful. And I love that you talked about the fact that Star Wars is for everyone, and certainly Ahsoka, you're right, absolute trailblazer. You know, people forget that now with in an age of Wonder Woman, Black Widow, and Rey, no less. And, of course, Rose in, you know, Rose in
Star Wars. Oh, gosh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
But, I mean, it wasn't that long ago when these stories just weren't being told from multiple perspectives. And you're right. Obviously, you know, Star Wars is for everyone. But because of that, everyone needs to be represented. And I think that's wonderful. You've also got the book coming out, I Am a Padawan, which is just wonderful. It's I absolutely loved it. The story of Ahsoka on the gold. I believe now, what is the proper way to phrase it? The golden books.
They're called Little Golden Books.
Little Golden Books.
And it's funny because this is like bucket list level for me. I feel very blessed to have gotten to do some pretty cool things in my life. but this just ranks up there with one of the top because I grew up on Little Golden Books.
Me too.
I learned to read because of Little Golden Books. So when they ask me to write a Little Golden Book, like I think, you know, I'm not joking when I say I think it was the fastest time I've ever said yes to anything in my life.
Golden Books they're classic. It doesn't matter. It feels like everybody's that's sort of a staple in our childhood.
Yes. But
what is it that you want fans to learn from Ahsoka?
You know what? When they asked me to write I Am a Padawan, you know, it's part of a series of Little Golden Books for Star Wars. You know, there's I Am a Princess, I Am a Pilot, I Am a Sith. And when they asked me if I would be interested in writing I Am a Padawan for Ahsoka, I just thought it was perfect because there's so many wonderful lessons that Ahsoka learned. And, you know, especially kids, you know, the kids that are going to be the new generation that's going to come up on the Little Golden Books, just like I did. They are so hungry for, you know, these especially lessons so that they too can train to be a Jedi. And, you know, and even the adults reading it, these are lessons that no matter how old we get, they're just good reminders. They're lessons of hope and bravery and failure and friendship and knowledge and all of these wonderful lessons that whether you're learning them for the first time or whether you're getting a reminder, you know, these are good lessons for everyone, especially. And so I had so much fun writing it. It's funny, I haven't shared this story yet. I was really intimidated, actually, because this was the first like fiction story that I wrote. And I kind of put it aside for a second. It was really daunting. I was kind of scared to start. And one day I just, you know, I had a deadline and I said, okay, I got to jump in. And I went back to the episodes of the Clone Wars and the lessons that I learned and really got to relive the entire journey of the Clone Wars and pick out my personal favorite lessons that I took away from the Clone Wars and that I wanted to pay it forward and share. And so that's what I put into the book.
Oh, yeah. It's really fun. It's really cute.
Thank you.
Going back to Clone Wars here, I mean, when we last saw Ahsoka, of course, pre-Rebels, because Ahsoka, you know, we know she shows up later. She's leaving the Jedi Order. Now in the first episode of her return, we see her on level 1313. Will we hear what she's been up to all this time? Are we telling that story? And why bring her back now?
So we're going to see a couple things. The episodes we're watching right now are episodes that, while they have been tweaked, you know, they have been updated from their original incarnation. You know, these were episodes that we were already telling before the show was canceled. So this does pick up right where we left off. You know, Ahsoka's on her own. She's trying to find her way in this new world, a world that she knows nothing about because all she knows is the Jedi Order.
Hmm.
You know, she was brought to the Jedi Temple when she was a youngling. I mean, we saw that, how young she was when Plo Koon found her and brought her to the Jedi Temple. So truly all she knows is being a Jedi. And now, you know, everything she knew, she walked away from. And she's questioning and, you know, she's lost. She truly is lost. And so these first four episodes, you know, we pick up right there. We pick up, you know, with her finding her way and figuring out, you know, who she is, what she's going to do next. And without spoiling anything, adventure ensues. And then we're finally going to get the Siege of Mandalore. And that is truly Ahsoka's finale in Clone Wars. And I think, you know, everyone knew it. Everyone knew when Clone Wars was on the air before that we were leading up to that. So it never felt complete, you know, when Clone Wars ended. It never felt complete because we all knew that we were supposed to get this ending and we never got it. And so, like I said, I'm so grateful to Disney Plus. Another executive, her name is Carrie Beck and Dave Filoni, for giving this opportunity to make Clone Wars again, and you know, the whole cast and crew. I'm always careful to say it's not just me. You know, yes, it's a whole team of people that makes the show, that, you know, brings Ahsoka to life. I'm just one member of the team, and I'm so grateful that they brought the gang back together and that we could wrap it up.
That's really exciting. You know, just before we wrap up here ourselves, I was really interested to ask you about Rise of Skywalker.
Yes.
How did that come about? And, you know, I assume there's some meaning behind, I think she says, "Look what happened to me."
Well, I will tell you, what happens in between Clone Wars and Rise of Skywalker, you're going to have to ask Dave Filoni about.
Right, because of course.
I have all those same questions, and I truly have no idea. You know, I don't know anything beyond Clone Wars.
Of course.
But I will say, getting to voice Ahsoka in Rise of Skywalker is truly one of the highlights of my entire career. It was an honor that I was shocked. I mean, when I got the call that they wanted me to record some lines, I will tell you, I found out in April of 2019 that it was a possibility. And I went in and recorded some scratch track, meaning, you know, just a couple of lines that was used to just kind of build the concept. And I was told that it might not happen. And I was kind of protecting my heart a little bit, because I thought, okay, you know what? They're going to change their mind. It's not going to happen.
Right.
You know, I don't want to get my hopes up. And so that was, like I said, that was in April, May of 2019. And they said, if it's going to happen, you'll find out in October of 2019.
Oh,
and
wow.
So all of a sudden, you know, the year came and went, and here, you know, we are in October. It was, you know, mid-October, and I still hadn't heard anything. And I thought, you know what, it's not going to happen. And next thing you know, I got a call from my agent telling me that I have a recording session at Bad Robot. And I couldn't believe it. I literally was speechless. And, you know, it was the night before I got all the info, and it said who was going to be there, and it said J.J. Abrams. And I was just like, my mind was blown. And, of course, this is so top secret. They couldn't even send me the script ahead of time. And so I get there, and there was only three people in the room, two of which was Matthew Wood, who is my good friend, voice of Grievous. And really, you know, from what I'm told, this was a vision of his. This scene was something that he was really passionate about and helped put together. So I'm forever grateful to Matthew Wood for including me in this part. And then there was J.J. Abrams, and
wow.
he couldn't have been kinder. He was so kind, so nice. He immediately came up to me and thanked me for being in the movie, which I was immediately like, oh, J.J. Abrams, thank you for having me in the movie. And, you know, they handed me the script. I actually recorded all of the lines. So all the lines that you heard in that montage, I'm assuming they had us all read all the lines, and then they picked and choose which one, you know, which one they wanted us to say. And, you know, I didn't even get a chance to rehearse it. They handed me the script, and I immediately was performing it as I was reading it for the
wow.
first time. But it was awesome. It was about 15, 20 minutes. Like I said, Matthew Wood, J.J. Abrams, they couldn't have been nicer, kinder. And it was just one of the coolest moments of my career. And I will say this, the line that I did end up saying, you know, about one of the characters says, like, "Let the light guide you." And Ahsoka says, "As it guided us." And it couldn't be more perfect, because that's what I've already been asking fans. And that's what I feel like Ahsoka represents, is, you know, she lets the light guide her.
Mm.
And that's the message that I want to continue to spread to fans as I strive every day to be a real life Ahsoka, is to just let the light guide you.
Ashley, I absolutely appreciate that. And thank you so much. It honestly is a real privilege to have the chance to speak with you. And hopefully we'll get to see Ahsoka even further beyond Clone Wars, not just live action, but in the animated world as well.
Thank you. You know, I will say I'm just a fan of Ahsoka at the end of the day, and she brings so much hope and so much good to everyone that I hope that we continue to get many more Ahsoka stories.
Absolutely. Ashley, thank you so much. I know Clone Wars is streaming on Disney Plus right now, and I greatly appreciate you taking the time to speak with me, and I wish you the best.
Steve, thank you so much. I really appreciate it as well. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.